Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You must work harder. You must be willing to do the right things in order to have a life that will actually make you feel fulfilled in the long run.
People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind, great joy in the suffer. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
There really are only two macro level motivators that we have in life, and that's pleasure and pain. Okay, so if nature only gave you two things to motivate you, pleasure and pain, why would you eliminate half of them? And so most people think that life is about avoiding the pain. I'm here to tell you right now, in a very controlled fashion, it is about really experiencing the pain, learning from it. Pain plus reflection equals progress.
You have to achieve failure.
99% of people that say stuff like that are not willing to do what it takes.
You are not going to win anything until you understand what struggle means. You can never quit.
But you gotta work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching. You gotta sacrifice behind the scenes. When you take it personal, your private life changes.
During those struggles, we often consider quitting. Processing information becomes really hard in the middle of feeling that pain. The pain overwhelms, stopping rational thinking.
Your brain resorts to fight or flight. So when you give up, your mind signals it's done, limiting its expansion.
No growth occurs when you surrender. Toughness cannot be found in a comfortable setting. You must immerse yourself in an unfamiliar, disordered state where you struggle and feel overwhelmed. Life becomes like drowning. The cold becomes unbearable. The desire to return home intensifies. In that crucial moment, you must defy those instincts, saying, you know what? No, that. I'll find a way to adapt. I'll find a way to overcome this. When you do that, you're regaining control of your mind, restoring a proper perspective, reaffirming your desire to be there in the first place. These pivotal moments will happen constantly. You must learn to master them.
And you have been pushed back. Push back even harder. I dare you to go down that path that many refuse to go. Pain, passion, focus, faith. You put it together. You will be an unstoppable force.
You're putting in work, and just because you can't see the results, you want to quit or give up. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just kept grinding. I don't need a bear to chase me to get up in the morning. I don't sleep in. If I slept in, it's because I worked so hard the day before that I was tired. What do you need to motivate you? Are you not enough? Is your potential not enough? Is your greatness not enough?
The Marines have a saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that's just real. At the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline.
This has to be in you. Something in you has to wake up.
Times create hard men. Hard men create soft times.
I'm here with a purpose and live on purpose. Not off of your resume of where you've been, but on the direction and understanding of where you're going. There's a call on you. It's time for you to answer it. Everything that you are, everything that you're becoming, is a resilient pad of growth. On that pad is a launch. That's where you take off. That's where you find out what you're really made of. It's not about waiting until the end and one day you'll go after it. Make today day one. Today is the day that I decided I wanted to be great, so I'm going to do it. I decided I want to go after my goals, after my dreams. That's the mindset that you have to have. Because today is the day you were given breath. I'm here with a purpose and live on purpose.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter if I'm tired. It doesn't matter if I'm sore. It doesn't matter whatever the fuck is going on with me. Because no matter what, I'm gonna go fucking execute.
See, in competition, everybody's a fucking dog. Don't worry about yourself when you fucking get tired. Worry about what the competition's thinking about.
And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. Sometimes you can read a David Goggins book because I was all this shit and then a lot more of fucked up. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail and get after the next day just as fast. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time.
The mud consumed each man till there was nothing visible but our heads. The instructors told us we could leave the mud if only five men would quit. Only five men, just five men, and we could get out of the oppressive cold.
Because if you succumb to any of these moments, you won't become whatever the hell you aspire to be. When you declare, this fucking sucks, I'm suffering, I'm miserable, I feel broken, but I'm not leaving, your mind realizes you're fully committed. So it expands, it grows, and it strives to overcome this damn thing. It realizes that we have to figure this fucking thing out. Once you get to that point, you will find the strength to pull it out, no matter what.
It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter if I'm tired. It doesn't matter if I'm sore. It doesn't matter whatever the fuck is going on with me. Because no matter what, I'm gonna go fucking execute.
See, in competition, everybody's a fucking dog. Don't worry about yourself when you fucking get tired. Worry about what the competition's thinking about, because they're looking for that chink in the armor.
They say we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Your current situation is not your final destination. There's more to your life. You're more than your struggles. You're more than your pain. I know you feel like nobody understands you. Nobody gets you. I know you feel alone and isolated. So I want to tell you, I'm proud of you for not giving up.
I know what darkness looks like. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation.
What I want to invite you to do, what I want you to consider, is that every single time you go and do something hard, that's the story you've told yourself, that it's easier said than done. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. Well, it's supposed to be fucking hard. Look, if growing stronger and building muscle were fucking easy, you'd have no reason to go to the gym. You'd have no, there would be no growth if there was no challenge.
It's easier to sit around and make a list of what you're going to do in the future. What's easier? It's easier to take out a pen and a piece of paper and write things down. And so people will substitute that action for the action that will actually change them and make them better and move them closer to that version of who they know they can become.
They just won't be denied mentality. That's why you meet some people. You got to take their life before you take their drive mentality.
What makes successful people successful is what they do when they don't feel like it. It's what you do when you don't feel like going to the gym and you're dragging ass and you would rather eat a piece of dog shit than go to the gym. It's what you do when you show up to work and you want to burn the motherfucker down. The reason I'm successful is because I execute whether I have the fucking fire or whether I don't have the fucking fire. And you guys have got to start cultivating the ability to have discipline. What do you do when somebody's not there watching you? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do without somebody there to supervise you, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference? Those are the things that make up success, and that's discipline. You have to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know it needs to be fucking done.
You're just in your mind like, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. What is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year. Can I be real with you? If you can't measure it, it ain't real. I had to give something up to go up. What do you give up? Do you not watch TV? That's your problem. You getting to watch TV and not make money and still survive. What do you sacrifice? The reason why you broke is because you getting a reward and you ain't working.
They're looking for that one slight thing that you did that shows them that you're fucking being a bitch, you're tired, you're exhausted. Maybe you didn't put all the fucking work in, you're cracked.
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're and become something that you had it. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out, or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a fucking day.
Taking responsibility doesn't mean you blame yourself. It means you become accountable for everything that happened because it's the only way to improve. It's the only way to see real progress. If you're constantly blaming something else for your circumstances, it means you're giving up the opportunity to be in control. It might not be your fault, but it's your job to make the most of every situation and do the best with what you have. So do it. Take responsibility for all of it, because that's when things start to get good.
Greatness is being so aware of the time of life in the second that went by. And you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again and being haunted by it.
So let's just be careful. Just be careful. Be careful of getting caught in that planning phase of who you can become.
There are people who want stuff, but you kind of want it.
Having esteem for yourself only occurs when you put yourself on the line and you do something that's incredibly difficult on a regular basis. That's where pride comes from, something that's earned.
I get sick and tired of people telling me how bad they want it, yet their actions don't back up that statement.
You gonna get anything, you will have to pay the price. There is a price tag to greatness. You will have to work for every single thing you get. And you gotta work every single day. You gotta wake up every day and work. Obsession is wanting something so bad that I go to bed with it. I wake up to it. I make whatever sacrifice. I grind. I can't live without it.
Everybody wants to wait and put off the things they truly want in their lives for tomorrow, a mystical place where 99% of dreams go to die. The only time you have is right now. And if you're not obsessed every single second of every single day with achieving your goals, you're never going to fucking achieve them. It takes obsessive, compulsive, ridiculous amounts of effort. You better dedicate every fucking second of every day, of every week, of every fucking year for a lot of fucking years in a row if you ever want to get these kind of goals. Don't be somebody who talks shit. Be somebody who does shit.
You have to understand that that is part of the process. You will lose yourself and you will never find your way back because you gave up too soon. You will lose yourself because you didn't think you had it anymore. Battles are meant to fight. And you will fight each battle of your life. And some you will win and some you will lose. But if your heart is beating and your brain is functioning and your eyes are open, gentlemen, get out there and fight for your life. It's hard. Deal with it. It's challenging. Deal with it. You don't think you got it? I say you do got it. I say you must have it. I say you will have it. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not focused, you are never going to see the goodness and the greatness that you have within yourself.
but greatness does not come overnight.
Where push comes to shove, where being mediocre, being like average and shit just burns, it sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day, and you get off your ass, and you create something. It's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you were going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there.
You play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're going to score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate if the ball going to always go in. You can't dictate what kind of game you're going to have. You can't dictate how your body is going to respond to moving around. But you can dictate your what? You can dictate your good. You can dictate your... You can always give 120% effort. Like, here's the deal. When y'all go play tonight, tomorrow, my goal is for you to go 120. So you're going to have the right people in here helping y'all. But if you're giving me 70, 80, 90, you ain't giving me 120. You're not going to get out of this experience what you're supposed to get out. That's my job. Why don't you always give 120% effort?
It's your turn. Let the hard work begin. Let the testimony be the testimony. When you are tested, be the testimony. When you have been pushed back even harder. When you feel that you can't carry on, feel within yourself that you are alive and you got a job to do. It is all business, never personal. Be productive, be strong, be powerful. Hard work, never quit. And from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, conduct your business.
People tell me all the time, it's hard to get wealthy. It's hard to grind. It's hard to be focused. How do you even do these speeches? It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to stay broke. It's hard to stay depressed. It's hard to stay governed by anxiety. It's hard to be inconsistent. It's hard not to have daily disciplines. It's hard not to believe in yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be poor. It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart.
But you never wanted to embark on it until something hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success, remind you of what you could have been. And then the spark is born. No matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It says they believed it, and they're willing to work their f***ing ass off to get it.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
You can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life, they say. You can't avoid the peaks and valleys in life. Life will always have the ups and downs, so make peace with it.
And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weights. I get a kick out of going up against the number one team. I get a kick out of going into the sixth, seventh week. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it. You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different. I don't know how much longer I got, so I got to do it while I can. I might not be able to do this at 65, 75. But I can do it now. You will never regret making a sacrifice, ever. When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you to kill or be killed when you get out there. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they're going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours. You cannot cheat success. You got to work for it. You got to breathe it. You got to sleep it. You got to eat it. You got to put forth 120% because there's somebody out there who wants your spot. You're not the only one trying to go to Yale. You're not the only one trying to go to Harvard. You're not the only one trying to go to the NBA. You're not the only one trying to go to the NFL. And so you got to embody excellence. It only takes one extra push-up. It only takes one extra mile. It only takes one extra grade. It only takes one extra effort.
wrestler. It only takes one extra something to get you to where you're trying to get to
every single day. And that shit is not easy. When you're at 1% and you keep pushing and you go beyond having 1%, you are going to start to realize how much mental comes into play, how much success.
Keep your dreams phenomenal. Keep your vision phenomenal. But now I need you to get your weight up. I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life.
A lot of days I'm like, oh, you can't do this, Tom. Bullshit. Let me show you. I mean, I would have arguments with myself. I could do it. People doubted me. I doubted myself sometimes too. But you know what? I watched Arnold fall down. Nobody remembers when he fell down. Arnold wasn't the glorified winner as he was in the first 70 through 75. He got up and became a famous film star. He became governor. He kept getting up and getting up. I saw Trump do the same thing. I saw a lot of these guys I admired in business do it. And that's what it takes to do anything successfully in life. You've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen, become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought.
You know, you must hope and believe in yourself if you ever want to see what that hope can turn into, what that belief can turn into. By doing this every day, repetitively, those are the measures that lead to the big moments of success that everyone sees in life. No one sees the struggle in here. No one sees the hardship, the early mornings you get up. No one sees any of that. They just see if your hand's raised or not. And if it is, oh, what a great guy. Oh, I wish I could be that guy. I wish I could be that guy. But they're not clapping, wishing they could be you at 5 in the morning when you get out of bed, when it's pissing rain outside, to come and train for that hand to be raised. They don't want to be that guy. They just want the glory. And that's the differential of a champion. You know, in adversity, guys, is where you find character.
How hard are you really working? I don't know about you, but I don't encounter many people who are completely committed to their craft. In our society, where it is very unpopular to have a sickening, completely committed, dedicated work ethic, it's not the norm. I believe people who think this way don't know what it's like to push yourself to the limits, don't know what it's like to work your absolute best, give everything you have, sacrifice, commit, work hard, and that feeling of growth, of progress, of even reaching a milestone in your journey. How amazing that feels.
It's not going to be easy, and you have to be patient, and you have to put in the fucking time. You talked to me about 3 months, how you fucking worked your ass off for 3 months and it wasn't recognized. That ain't nothing. It takes real fucking time and real commitment, and it takes that every single day. It takes a conscious effort to be more valuable, to be better than the next guy every single day.
They're looking for it. Don't make them find it. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pacing you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
I need you to go harder than you've ever gone before. I need you to be more dedicated than you've ever been before. I need you to be more committed than you've ever been before. I need you to tap into a level of sacrifice that you've never tapped into before. That's why you meet some people, they just won't be denied mentality.
Wake up every single day, and if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read. But whatever you do, wake up every single day and know that you should work as if everything depends on you.
And do whatever it takes. Let's go. Stop playing with it. Stop telling me I don't got time. Make it work. Fix it. Let's go. You gotta go all in.
That's why you meet some people. You gotta take their life before you take their drive mentality.
You're putting in work, and just because you can't see the results, you want to quit or give up. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in.
See, anything comes into your ability to expend effort when energy just isn't there.
The darkest place someone can be
is standing still.
The darkest place someone can be is when they are alive, but they are not living. The darkest place someone can be is when they are no longer making progress.
I just kept grinding. If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching.
You're going to sit there and let life knock you down and dare you to get back up.
It's hard to practice perseverance. There's a reward on the other side of one pain, and there is regret on the other side of the other pain. And if you're going to win the reward, you're going to have to persevere. You're going to need endurance. You're going to need to be consistent. And on the other end of the pendulum, there is the pain of regret, where you did nothing because you were afraid you would make a mistake. The pain of regret will hurt you. So choose your heart. Make a decision. So you got to turn your pain into progress. You got to learn how to turn your pain into power.
There is a self-destructive side of yourself. There is a self-destructive side to every single one of us. You can't be here without a shadow. Make all kinds of bad decisions because successful people have shadows too. The difference between successful people and others is that successful people make their decisions right. And making your decision right begins with taking full responsibility, ownership.
Every single day of my life, I'll take reward over regrets. Will you keep sleeping on your potential? Or will you wake up and make it happen? Choose your pain today. The anguish, the irritation, the frustration that you feel today will be your strength to leap walls tomorrow, to leap hurdles tomorrow, to champion the day tomorrow.
Knowing thyself is first, foremost.
I want the pain of finishing something. I want the pain of persevering. Give me the pain of forgiving my haters. Give me the pain of forgiving people that tried to kill me. Give me the pain of letting it go. Give me the pain of growth. Give me the pain of acquiring new skill sets and talents. Give me the pain of managing my time well. Give me the pain of waking up early. Give me the pain of praying when I didn't feel like it. Forgiving when I didn't feel like it. Letting go. Give me the pain. I'll take that pain because on the other side of that pain, there is a reward.
Primary, foundational, and means way more than anything else. When you're ready to be great, greatness shows up in front of your eyes.
Indulge in the pain. Feel the pain. If you've got a broken ankle, just feel the fucking pain. When you're working out and you just like, you want to die, feel the death happening in you. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat. Because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock, sipping on a protein shake. Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in that relationship. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard!
It's your turn! There is no light without shadow. There is no being without shadow. There is no day without night. The self-destructive side of yourself is just as important and intricate to your wholeness as your seemingly more positive or resourceful side. Successful people don't make the right decisions.
You've blessed everybody else. You've set everybody else for success. You've compromised you for them, and look where you are. It's time for you. And so for a lot of you, you're not doing nothing because you don't have any purpose right now. You don't have a sense of purpose. You're not waking up for nobody. And I need you to get that engine. I need that drive because you know what to do. You're the right person to do it, but you just can't seem to get out of bed. You can't seem to do what you're supposed to do. Every time you come up against a trial or a tribulation, you let it stop. You got to find your why, and your why is what's going to start you. And the problem with some of you in this room, you don't have no drive. You ain't got nothing pushing you. You ain't got no reason for waking up in the morning. You ain't got no reason for pushing past that pain. You have no reason. You better find one before you get out of here today.
You've given yourself an excuse. You've given yourself room not to do it, but you have what it takes. Give me some energy. I can.
I will.
I will.
I must.
Come on. I can. Come on. I will.
I must.
I can. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
If you want things to get better, you got to get better. If you want things to change, you got to change. But you got to do it deliberately and consciously. You got to constantly find a way to feed that mind, something that's got strategy in it.
Knowledge is not power. Execution trumps knowledge every day of the week. Turn your shoulds into musts. Because everybody's got a list of shoulds, don't they? You want to create results. And those results come when you raise your standard. You got to turn the shoulds into musts. Discomfort is your friend. Because discomfort may move you to actually go for the life you deserve.
You have a chance to control your destiny. Come on, let's go. Take ownership. What am I going to do about it?
Ever you feel negative or unhappy about anything, you say, wait a minute, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happens. I can't change the past, so I'm not going to spend a second worrying about the past.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else.
Consistency is even rarer than talent or enthusiasm. Every January 1st in the gym, rock open. Everyone's keen to do something. They've got these new New Year's resolutions. They're all enthusiastic. And some of those people will be talented. But how many of those people end up being consistent long term?
Obsession is going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
The hardest thing in life is figuring out who you are and what you want to do for the rest of your life. And once you figure that out, you wake up every day and you work toward it. It's impossible for you to fail if you know who you are, what you want to do, and you wake up every day and work toward it.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
Embrace the process. And then by the time you get up in years, you can be a man that you're proud of. Okay? So this is just an encouragement to just chill out. Just chill out. Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne, what process? Life.
Be the guy who embraces.
You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure.
What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
When I seen that Bentley at the boxing gym, and I seen that diamond Rolex, I said, I want that. And I knew what it took. So I know when my opponent is asleep, I'm out there at 4 or 5 in the morning, chopping trees, working, to this day. Because I can retire today. I'm well off, very comfortable.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable.
If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up. There's pretty much nothing that you could say that you've went through that I haven't went through, and I'm still here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity potty. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside. Get in shape. Get off the pity potty.
Let's go!
I can means I have the ability to do it. I got what it takes. I have the ability to do it. I will. I have the willpower to make it happen. I must. My wife needs me. I must. My son needs me. I must. My daughter needs me.
We can, we will, and we must get through this. Let's go.
I want to ask you a question, seriously. This is going to be hard because some of you are young and you like still worried about what people think about you, so you don't want to be honest in front of people. I want you to think about what level you want. Are you giving 90, 80, 70? Listen to what I'm saying for a minute. It's like I gave everything I got. I have no more to give. Like, I really put 120 into this. So raise your hand if you're giving 120. Like, I ain't got no more to give, P. It's consistency. And so I got to go to bed at a certain time. I got to wake up at a certain time. There's certain things I can't eat, certain things I can't watch, certain things I can't do. And I'm talking about that grind. I got an opportunity. You got an opportunity. So here's the deal. When you have an opportunity, why would you give 80% when you have an opportunity? Somebody answer that for me. Y'all talk. Why would you give 80%, 70%? Why wouldn't you always give 120%? E, I'm giving 100, E. I know I got, I'm just doing at least what coach want me to do. I'm doing everything coach want me to do. I'm giving about 90%, E, I'm gonna be real. I'm giving about 90%, let me see your hand. Of my effort, let me see your hands. I'm giving about 80%, let me see your hand. 70%, let me see your hand. I need you for you to admit where you are. What is it gonna take for you to get every single thing you got? What is that gonna take?
This right here, for a lot of y'all ain't got no discipline, it's killing you. It's killing you. And you don't even realize it's killing you. It's killing you. If you're not giving 120, I'm not mad at you. My job is not to dog you out, because once we go back out, my goal is to come here and take you to that next level. From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort.
Everyone talks about the destination, but very few people talk about the journey. That's where the iron is forged. In the monotony of doing the right thing day in and day out, your part of the deal is to keep showing up for yourself, to stick around and see what happens when you really go all in. Don't just settle for mediocrity. Just hold up your end of the bargain and watch how life will turn in your favor.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you. It's not an option. And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you've given yourself an option. You've given yourself an out.
But the truth is, it's about passion. It's about discipline. It's about awareness. It's about accountability. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be accountable for your actions. But are you prepared to grind it out? Are you prepared to dig a little bit deeper? Are you prepared to fight a little bit harder? Are you prepared to put in overtime?
Somewhere along the line, you lost your footing, you lost your place. It got cold, too cold for you. And see, one thing about an achiever,
life don't go on regardless. Mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. Why? Because they need us more than they ever needed us before. I just want to make sure that the life we got left, that is sweeter than the life that if I wasn't focused and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And we're going to make it the best possible. It's your life. You got it. What you going to do with it?
I want to ask you a question. Seriously, how many of y'all in this room, you like, yo, E, it is my life, but I ain't been in control of it as much as I should be in control of it. And after the day, I'm taking more control of it. Let me see your hand. Be honest with me. Come on, let me see your hands.
Every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, 720 hours a month, You are beating on your craft. Even when you're at work, you're dreaming, you're thinking, you're vision casting, you're writing it down, making it plain, communicating to your destiny connections so that it can become a reality. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. But the question I want to ask you is, are you committed?
Now it's time to grind. Now it's time to fight. Now it's time to believe. Now it's time to know that your success story has yet to be told. Don't sit back and have a pity party. Don't sit back and wait for an opportunity to happen. It is up to you to go out there and get the opportunities.
And so you looked up to who when you played ball? Like, who were the people you looked up to? Kobe, LeBron, CP, D-Wade, Kobe. I was the same thing with me with Dr. Martin Luther King. In Washington, like all those people, I got a dream. When I saw Malcolm, like, boom. And I saw hundreds of black men, boom. Like, let's go. I'm like, I could do that. And then when I found out I could make money doing it and I could take care of my family, I was like, showtime. Like, you only got one shot, E.
You want success? Then go get it. You want to be better? Then be better. You want something more than what you have right now? Then you got to have the desire within your heart and go strong and go with everything you have. Every single moment that you have is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Are you committed or are you just contributing? The choice is yours. This time, make it personal. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build, who you've been called to be connected to, but the dots will connect.
Hear my voice. Know that you do have some work to do. The work that you do will determine the outcome in the end, but do it in silence. The ones that need to be a part of your development, they will always be there. And the ones that doubted you, I'm talking about the naysayers, just simply say, shh, you gotta give 110% and get it to a point where all you got to say is, shh, you don't have nothing to do with my success.
Can you stretch yourself? Can you condition yourself? Come on, can you believe again? Can you see it again? Can you write again? Can you make this thing personal? That it doesn't start with the people connected to you. It starts with you. It doesn't even start with your past. It starts with where you are and where you're going. Can you look ahead? Can you stretch forth? Can you condition yourself? Can you prepare yourself for the next thing? Come on, make it personal. But you gotta work hard in silence. You gotta take it personal. I make this thing personal.
So while you're sitting around second-guessing yourself, my beautiful people, get back on your grind.